Good evening, booers. Try to make these little podcasts interesting, and as nice as it is for me to ramble on about what my day's been and what I'm trying to achieve, I think one of the things that I'm really wanting to do with 2011 is share my findings, try and categorise those in terms of the PCM seven roads of social media. One of those seven roads, which is one that's frequently overlooked when people have to put a priority on seven fields of focus for business. Surprisingly, analytics and competitor analysis tends to come to the bottom. So that's sort of second phase of people's choice. But really, especially at the beginning of the year, it's an ideal point to really draw some lines in the sand and benchmark a few of your activities, Twitter especially. So if you want to find out how successful you are as a tweeter in 2011, I suggest you do the following things. One is visit a site called clout.com, and clout.com is integrated with a lot of email marketing packages now, so it kind of slips into the customer attention category of the seven roads of social media, with customer attention being one, customer analytics and business competitors being another. Clout.com, and claim your profile and make a note, either take screenshots or make a little note in your notebook about what those analytics or what those figures are today, and then you can check those either in 6 months time or you can check those in a year and see if you've made any progress. The other one that I'd suggest you check is analysetwitter.com, or forgive me, it may be twitteranalyzer.com. Anyway, Twitter Analyzer, again, put your Twitter name in, and it produces graphs for all sorts of demographics and statistics across your Twitter, from anything from what your male-female spread of tweeters is, who are your most popular tweeters, who are your most disregarded, which is quite interesting, who's been interested in you that you haven't been responding to, best time of day to tweet, who's online, your reach, all sorts of statistics. Do be careful with that one though, because the little icons across the bottom, the graphs and charts can often start looking quite similar, so do be careful. I might have to do a screencast for that one actually. And then finally, tweetreach.com. And tweetreach.com benchmarks and documents the reach of a hashtag or a particular trending keyword throughout Twitter. And I use this a lot when working for events, leading up to events, during events and after events, to A, to archive tweets, but also to get the documentation of how far those tweets are reaching. And again, if you do your Twitter name in there, make a note, take a screenshot, and then check that on a regular basis. So alignment, measurement, competitor analysis, three sites. Go and have a look at clout.com, tweetreach.com, and analysetwitter.com. Or twitteranalyzer.com. I can't remember which way around it is. But that's my boo for the evening.